School teacher Tarina Iman, the woman suspected to be the mastermind behind the kidnapping of a six-year-old pupil a year ago, and her co-accused have been convicted after they all pleaded guilty on Thursday in the Gauteng High Court sitting in Palm Ridge. In her plea agreement, Iman admitted to kidnapping the pupil from her mother outside the gates of Leer School, Kolege Park in Vanderbijlpark on September 2. She was bundled into a white Toyota Fortuner and it sped off. After a vast search was launched, she was dropped off in Vanderbijlpark in the early hours of September 3 and found by a couple heading home from a neighborhood pub. They escorted her to a nearby police station where her parents were waiting. Identified as accused number one, Iman received the following sentence.
Accused, I am satisfied that the sentence agreement is just. Therefore, I sentence you in accordance with this sentence agreement. Count number one, 15 years imprisonment, of which 5 years are suspended for the period of 5 years on condition that you are not convicted of kidnapping committed during the period of suspension. In count number three, 5 years imprisonment, which is ordered to run concurrently with the sentence in count number two. So actually, effectively, you'll serve 10 years imprisonment.
Accused number two, Letitia Nell, received the following sentence.
You are sentenced to count number two, you are sentenced to 8 years imprisonment, of which 3 years are suspended for a period of 5 years on condition that you are not convicted of kidnapping committed during the period of suspension. Count number three, you are sentenced to 5 years direct imprisonment, which is ordered to run concurrently with the sentence in count number two. So if effectively you are going to serve 5 years and you were on bail, I'm aware that you were on bail, but your bail is now withdrawn, you will be kept in custody.
Peter van Zyl, who was accused number three, was sentenced as follows.
I sentence you in accordance with this sentencing agreement. Count number two, 13 years imprisonment, of which 5 years are suspended for a period of 5 years on condition that you are not convicted of kidnapping committed during the period of suspension. Count number three, 5 years direct imprisonment, which is ordered to run concurrently with the sentence in count number two, which means the accused, you are going to serve effectively 8 years imprisonment.
Accused number four, Bafokeng Molemohi, received the following sentence.
Mr. Molemohi, I am satisfied that the sentence agreement is just. Therefore, I sentence you in accordance with this sentence agreement. In count number two, you are sentenced to 12 years imprisonment, in which 5 years are suspended for the period of 5 years on condition that you are not convicted of kidnapping committed during the period of suspension. Count number two, 5 years imprisonment, which is ordered to run concurrently with the sentence in count number two. All in all, you are going to serve effective 7 years.
Commenting on how the kidnapping has affected the family, Okert Vermaak, family attorney, had the following to say.
Primary question was, how did the kidnapping affect them as a family? And we heard in court today that they said the father and his family is suspecting the biological mother. And that's why you asked me to answer that question. There's an ongoing children's court matter. The matter was opened in March this year. The children is placed in his primary care for reasons that's quite clear in the children's court matter. And things that came out in the children's court is basically the reason for the placement of the children with him.
For Multimedia Live, I'm Amina Deka Asma.